This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ezra Shankar will hold bilateral talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. They will discuss a wide range of issues related to regional and global peace and security. Secretary Rubio arrived in India yesterday on a four-day visit to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting.
The Quad Foreign Ministers meet will be held on the 26th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi and US Secretary of State Marco Rubio will participate in the meet. In keeping with the Quad vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific, they'll exchange views on advancing Quad cooperation across priority areas, review progress on ongoing Quad initiatives and reflect on the recent developments in the Indo-Pacific region and other international issues of mutual concern. With Suparna Sakya, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Secretary Rubio called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday and briefed him on the sustained progress in bilateral cooperation across a wide range of sectors including defence, strategic technologies, trade and investment, energy security, connectivity, education and people-to-people ties. He shared US perspective on various regional and global issues including the situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India and the US will continue to work closely for the global good. The Ayushman Bharat scheme will start in West Bengal from July this year. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari announced this in Kolkata after a virtual meeting with Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday. The existing beneficiaries under the state health scheme, Swasthya Sathi, will be incorporated into the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The MOU in connection with the Ayushman Bharat Arogya Mandir will be signed in June in New Delhi. Mr. Adhikari said that a proposal has been sent to the centre regarding an increase in the number of PM Jan Aushadhi Kendra in West Bengal from the existing 117 to 469. The government has published draft rules under the V.B. Jiramji Act 2025 for wider public consultation. The Rural Development Ministry said that any person, stakeholder, organization or institution may submit objections or suggestions on the draft rules for consideration by the 21st of next month. In Maharashtra, a 1,500-page charge sheet has been filed by the State Special Investigation Team before a court in Nashik in connection with the alleged sexual assault and attempted religious conversion case linked to a TCS facility in the city. According to SIT Chief Sandeep Mitke, the charge sheet was filed yesterday against four accused, Mateen Patel, Nida Khan, Danish Sheikh and Tawseef Attar. He said additional charge sheets related to 7 to 8 persons connected to offences are expected to be filed within the next 3 to 4 days. IMD has forecast severe heatwave conditions today in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. Similar weather conditions are also likely in places over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Telangana, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh. According to the Met Department, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha are expected to experience hot and humid weather during the day. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall today in parts of Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim, places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Lakshadweep and parts of Northeast India are expected to witness thunderstorms and lightning today. In Punjab, prisoners of a barrack in Kapurthala jail went on rampage late last night, allegedly damaging some prison infrastructure following a confrontation between inmates and under trials. Senior police officers, along with force, rushed in to control the situation. Security arrangements in and around the jail were tightened to prevent further escalation. U.S. President Donald Trump said that a deal with Iran, including the opening of the Strait of Hormuz, has been largely negotiated after calls with Israel and other allies in the region. Announcing progress on his Truth Social platform, Trump said final aspects and details of the deal are being discussed and will be announced shortly. And Gurinder Veer Singh has clinched the gold in the men's 100-meter event at the 2026 Athletics Federation Cup in Ranchi with a new national record timing of 10.09 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.